Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl here in just a moment. When every head of cattle counts, stay at the head of the class with the proven treatment of Cydectin, Moxidectin. Cydectin's prone formulation is the only cattle dewormer in its chemical class and provides proven treatment of 33 parasite species and stages. Cydectin's broad-spectrum control has also been shown to result in increased weight gain and helps reduce pasture contamination. Visit your local retailer or BearLivestock.com for more information. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
It seems like we're running out of adjectives to properly describe what's going on in our society, in our economy these days. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says when it comes to the beef cattle business, the cattle market prices especially, it's something we've never, ever, ever seen before.
I think this is completely unprecedented, certainly in my experience, in the cattle industry specifically. We've had lots of things that have shocked the market over the years. Most of those are, first of all, the ones that are specifically within the cattle industry are specific events. So think of the packing plant fire in 2019, or maybe even all the way back to the first BSE case in 2003. Those are specific events. They happen. They do cause massive shocks in the market, but pretty quickly you can think past the event and get on with kind of how do you deal with it and how do you recover. This one is different. This is an evolving situation. We don't know, how bad it's going to get, when it's going to get that bad. And let alone how we're going to recover from it after the fact. So there's a lot more questions in this one. Plus, it's well beyond the cattle market. And so it involves the whole economy, not just in the U.S., but globally. And so there's just a lot more unknowns and a lot more uncertainty associated with this event.
Problem is, for cattle producers in our part of the world, we're normally moving cattle off of wheat pasture, and those stocker feeder prices are awful. Lots of folks are asking.
So what do you do in the short run? One of your tendencies is to sort of think, well, can I buy some time here to sort of wait this out? I think waiting this out, in the short run here for the next, 30 to 60 days is probably not an option in this case. I see little prospects that anything definitive could happen that would allow these markets to rebound significantly and confidently in that time frame. So I think you have to kind of make your decisions, move forward as it is, take it for what it is, and then, go beyond that to sort of think about dealing with the consequences that may come with that.
The problem is, according to Dr. Peel, beyond the short term, things are even more uncertain a little bit further out.
In some ways, the period, let's say 2 to maybe 9 months out, is maybe the more uncertain part. I think in the short run here, there's nothing but bad to deal with. But at some point, we are going to peak in terms of how bad it gets. And then we're going to be able to think beyond that. But when does that happen? How bad is bad in this case? I think that middle period there is really the most uncertain one. So I think that one is going to be, for me, it's an even bigger challenge to think about how you deal with that, because we're just sort of watching the news on a very dynamic basis day by day, trying to get some sense of how this thing's going to play out over that sort of, again, 6 month time frame.
So Daryl, what does a producer do? How does he get in the lifeboat to survive?
Well, again, we don't, I think clearly we are on defense now. So, we sort of pull back any aggressive plans, expansion plans. We're going to go in hunker down mode a little bit here. Think about how to get through this, even with the uncertainty involved. For some producers, before long, if not already, we have to think about the financial consequences of this situation, and whether or not we have to start doing some things financially to make sure we weather this event, and so we can think about moving beyond that at some point in time. So, we can't really make a lot of definitive plans. It's really a very defensive mode right now, but you want to think a little bit longer term in terms of the financial implications. Do you need to already be talking with your lender and sort of figuring out how do we get through this so that we can make sure that, we're still in the cattle business when this is all over?
And Daryl, I know this is hard, but I guess cattle producers do need to understand that this is happening in all parts of agriculture, all parts of the American economy.
Well, I think that's the key, is that producers, you recognize that there's a lot of trepidation, a lot of frustration with this situation. We don't know what to do. We don't know how it's going to evolve. But, we're sort of all in it together. And so I think that's important to keep in mind that, and again, it's well beyond cattle markets. It's well beyond agricultural markets. This is really the whole economy, which is what makes this unprecedented. But, again, we will get through this. We always have. We just don't know exactly how that's going to play out right now. So it's important for producers to recognize that you're not alone. Everybody's facing individual things, and yet we're all kind of in it together.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 41st annual production sale April 3rd and 4th at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 1,400 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females, including the entire Gardner Angus Ranch registered cow herd. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee. Free delivery. Join them in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd and 4th, or join them online. Visit GardnerAngus.com for videos of the sale offering, the sale book, and more.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.